I want to speak to you about the favor of God because I believe this is one of the greatest parts of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. The favor of God is important to you as a child of God. The Lord loves to give His children favor. If you have children, don't you love to give them favor? Bless them? The favor of God is to make things easier for us. We need to experience God's favor every single day. We need to consciously and daily declare and affirm the favor of God on our lives daily. We should never rule out the favor of God in our affairs in life, but keep looking for the favor of God. Be aware of the favor of God at all times, even in the most difficult situations. And every time we experience the favor of God, we need to recognize it and declare right then, that's the favor of God. And the more we declare the favor of God, then the more we will experience the favor of God. The more we look for the favor of God and express affirmations regarding the favor of God, the more we will begin to expect and build faith in His favor. And the more faith we have in God's favor, the more favor we will receive. The favor of God is a wonderfully pleasant and vigorous cycle that we set into motion and subsequently experience. The favor of God will change every negative aspect in our lives. There are favor laws just as there are natural laws like the law of gravity and the law of lift. Though we will have tests and trials, the favor of God comes on the scene and it gives us victory over them all. Peter told us in 1 Peter 1:13, "So brace up your minds, be sober, circumspect, morally alert. Set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace, divine favor. Your worst situation does not seem insurmountable when you expect the favor of God." 2 Corinthians 12:9. "But he said to them, 'My grace, my favor and kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness.'" Favor often shows up during a storm or a crisis in our lives. Job made this declaration in the midst of his trial, "Thou hast granted me life and favor." The favor of God can come when a person's world is completely falling apart, as we see in the life of Joseph. With every storm of life and every crisis that manifests in our lives, the favor of God will be waiting somewhere near the exit doors of the whole thing. No good thing does God withhold from us, and so God will not withhold His divine favor from us. What does the favor of God have to do with mountains in our lives? Let's look at Zechariah 4, verses 6 through 7. "Then he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. For who are you, O great mountain of human obstacles?' Before Zerubbabel, who with Joshua had led the return of the exiles from Babylon and was undertaking the rebuilding of the temple before him, 'You shall become a plain, a mere molehill, and he shall bring forth the finishing gable stone of the new temple with loud shoutings of the people crying, Grace, grace to it.'" The people were shouting, "The favor of God, the favor of God." And we need to be shouting, "The favor of God to you, mountain that stands in my way. The favor of God to you, mountain that stands in my way. The favor of God to you, mountain that stands in my way." And just as the favor of God destroyed Zerubbabel's 17-year-old mountain, it will also destroy yours. As I shared this scripture with our monthly prayer group with one of our local mayors, one of the intercessors made mention of the fact that Zerubbabel was a civic leader. So Zerubbabel recognized as a civic leader he needed and called on the favor of God in his time for the problems, the human obstacles that stood as mountains in his way. And these 17-year-old mountains became as molehills or nothing at all standing in his way of progress. Even so, I want you leaders to know, all you governmental leaders, whether of cities or nations, you can and you should and you must call on and expect the favor of God, which is the help of God, the strength of God, the power of God, the enablement of God. Just calling on God and what He can do that is needed for all the human obstacles that stand in your way and your city or your country or whatever place you have been elected or appointed to govern. This is the time God has appointed for His favor for you and for your city and your country or wherever you govern. So expect and call on the favor of God. So with confidence in the favor of God working on your behalf, speak this to your mountain or mountains. I say to you, mountains that stand in my way, and you name them right now, you are cast into the sea of nothingness. The favor of God is removing you right now and turning you into a vast plain. Now expect God's divine favor by continually giving thanks to the Lord for His favor. Determine that you are going to become more favor-minded and never give up on the favor of God. You can expect raises in your pay and promotions even when there are no raises and no promotions being given in the company because you have God's advantage through Christ Jesus. You cannot predict when or how the favor will manifest. You can only have faith that it will show up. It is time. It is the set time of the Lord to unlock all manner of favor on the body of Christ. Psalms 102:13. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. Here's another translation of that same scripture that's talking about the church, for we are Zion. Psalms 102:13, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Psalms 5:12, for you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and in right standing with you, as with a shield. You will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Psalms 30:5. His favor lasts a lifetime. Did you get that? God's favor lasts a lifetime. So you have not in any way gotten all the favor that God wants to give you. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows present grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. So God presently wants to give you His favor right now. This is the set time for the favor of God in your life. Deuteronomy 28:12-13. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. We need to think and meditate on that kind of favor, where the work of our hands are blessed by God, so that we are greatly benefited, so that we greatly prosper, and so that we will never borrow from none, but we will lend instead to many nations. That's your progression with the blessing of Abraham and the favor of God. Here's another promise of the favor of God in Deuteronomy 28, and it's Deuteronomy 28 and 7. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. This scripture reveals the favor of the Lord God where he gets involved with those that oppose you. They will fail miserably, and you won't ever see them return again, because this is the time for such favor of the Lord that your enemies are going to flee seven ways just to get out of the Lord's way when the Lord comes to take care of your affairs.